Hey guys, Tom Takar here, and you are listening to a preview of our first Patreon bonus episode. This episode is about an hour and 15 minutes on the Patreon feed, but I wanted to give a little 20-minute preview for our regular feed so you guys can get an idea of what we're doing over there. The Patreon feed has a bunch of different pay options. $3 a month gets you a few extra bonus episodes a month and whatever bonus content we create, and you'll be a true Stantonio Banderas. And if you pledge a little more, we'll S your D. This episode is a little bit different than our normal episodes because it does not feature Tommy McNamara. It's just me and Alex Stone talking Fallout Boy. It was before I brought on Tommy to co-host, and we recorded a few of these. I might put them out as bonus episodes. This one I really wanted to put out because Alex moved to LA, so we can't really bring him back to record as easily. And it's a fun time, so I hope you enjoy it. You can subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/standbyyourband. And without further ado, enjoy the episode. Stand by your band. Podcast. I'm gonna be real.
Sounded so depressed on that.
I'm bummed. We just recorded for like 15 fucking minutes and it was gold.
We were
baby.
Vibing.
We were vibing. We were rocking out. And then I saw the little goddamn garage bandy.
You know what?
Jumping up and down.
You know, I think the problem was Tom. We rocked too hard.
I think that's it. I think it said system overload, and I think it's because we were killing it so hard. They were like, "This is too fucking great." We were rocking out hard. This is the Fallout Boy episode of our very podcast. Well, my podcast, I should say. I mean, I want to give you credit. This is Alex Stone, everybody.
Hey, dudes.
Alex came on to talk Fallout Boy, and we've been planning on doing this one for a while, so I've been jamming out to Fallout Boy for quite some time.
I sent you that playlist a while ago. I sent it after I had I wrote out like a long thing.
We have a lot. Yeah, you sent me like 8 paragraphs.
I had like a terrible show, and I was like, I need to do anything but just sit in this hotel room. So
yeah. Where were you?
Some college that was, was
okay.
Really bad.
Gotcha.
And I wrote it all on my phone in notes because I didn't have my computer. I couldn't get on the internet. It was a weird night.
Yeah.
But I listened to it again this morning because I hadn't listened to it since I sent you. And I'm like, I'm in my room. I'm fucking air guitar. I'm like
it
dancing.
Gets you going.
I got pumped. Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll tell you, I listened to it in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah.
And I was having a good time. And I went it was like I'd been here in the shitty weather.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on a nice run, and I took this playlist with me, and
yeah.
I was like, this is a good fucking running playlist.
I was happy with a lot of upbeat songs. I mean, they have a lot of upbeat
songs
to choose from, but yeah, I was into how peppy it was.
Yeah. So we just recorded for a while, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty pissed that we lost it, but we're gonna march on and probably talk about them a little bit differently than last time so we don't feel weird.
Sure.
But there is a lot of criticism against Fallout Boy. I was surprised, like I said, I posted about this podcast and people were very divided. Like, I got a couple people who are like crazy fans of Fallout Boy, and where they're like, oh, I want to do a podcast that's like all the episodes are about Fallout Boy.
I thought of that when I was listening to the music. I was like, fuck Tom and his dumb podcast. I'm going to do an only Fallout Boy podcast.
But then also there's the other side, which is people who fucking think they're the worst and they're garbage. And I got an email from somebody today. Not an email, a Facebook message.
Okay.
From a comedian named John Rosenberger.
I love John.
He was very passionate about this. I said, do you have any anti-Fallout Boy sentiments you want me to sling at Alex Stone? And he said, let's see. Pete Wentz proved that you can get caught lip-syncing on SNL and still not be the most embarrassing person in your relationship.
Oh, that's, no, he's got a good point.
Oh, who's he dating?
He dated Ashley Simpson for a while.
Ah,
I think they have a kid together. Right. They have since parted ways. But, that's a famous moment because she does that weird fucking jig.
Yeah.
At the end of it.
I forgot that they dated.
But I'm going to say, dismiss that, but say it's not even about, that's an Ashley
Simpson
dick.
That's not even about
dick.
Him. Yeah. You're taking shots at Ashley Simpson.
Yeah,
that's no good.
You can't help who you love. You know,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, that's true.
He's an artist. he's emotional. He's deep.
I mean, Kanye's with a Kardashian.
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about shit about his music because of the Kardashians?
Of course not.
Kimoji just shut down the App Store. We made $1 million a minute. He has a line about how the Kimoji app shut down the app store because they made little Kimojis.
Oh, I forgot about the Kimojis. Yeah, yeah.
He's bragging about it in a song that's on his fucking album. It's very frustrating because I like Kanye. But,
yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
it's very easy guy to get frustrated with.
Yeah. Fallout Boy feels like if everyone in your nephew's pop punk band grew up listening to nothing but those Jock Jam CDs. What?
Again, that's a compliment. Irrelevant. Who doesn't like Jock Jams? I mean, John, who didn't own that Jock Jams album?
That was a good time.
Played all the time. That Jock Jams album is so good, they play it to thousands of people around the country every night to get them pumped.
They get them pumped up, John.
Yeah.
Sorry you've never been pumped up, John. Maybe you need some fucking motivation.
Yeah, maybe you should put on a Fall Out Boy album and rock and roll.
Here's another one. In Uma Thurman, they sample the theme song from the Munsters, which was fitting
really?
Because they were both about as relevant at the time. You're taking down the Munsters?
I didn't even know. That's just
I didn't know that either.
Thank you for that trivia fact, John.
You're helping.
I didn't know about the Munster sample.
When I was working in college radio, if somebody said they were into underground rock and then Fall Out Boy was one of their favorite bands, they were automatically slotted for BS time slots. See, this is all...
Fall Out Boy...
None of these are Fall Out Boy criticisms.
And Fall Out Boy was underground at one point. That's mm-hmm. my problem. That's my greater problem with music, is
yeah.
that people jump off bands
yeah.
because they're like, oh, they're fucking popular, they sold out. What are you
what's supposed to happen?
What
other
do you think
people
the goal
liked it?
Of this band is mm-hmm. to just play in the garage for forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Even like Fugazi, who is famous for not wanting, they're famous for not wanting to be famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If a band can only be good for so long before people are like, oh yeah, I like
this
that.
This is great. Yeah.
You can't fault them because people like them.
Yeah.
I will concede that the more popular you get, the more you get too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You get producers
yeah.
coming in and changing the sound and trying to make it commercial.
Right.
But I will never be okay with people being like, they're not
it's
underground.
Annoying. Yeah, you know? That's an annoying criticism. It's like, you can not like the music, but don't criticize them for fucking...
For being successful.
For being successful. Because the thing that got them successful was a great album.
Yeah.
Under the Cork Tree. And we talked
from,
to...
From here.
We're
take this to your grave.
Take This to Your Grave has some good stuff on it. And then... Under the Cork Tree is like, I still fucking love that album.
I made this point earlier. I just wanted out there publicly is that mm-hmm. I think Take This to Your Grave, maybe the best pop punk album front to back of
yes.
all time. I think it's either that or Newfound Glory's self-titled album.
What defines pop punk, do you believe?
Pop punk?
Yeah.
I think
who
it's,
are some other bands
pop,
in that
pop, pop punk, I think, is I'm blanking on the word, but I think people... It's
Miss
not,
Sunshine.
It's Little Miss Sunshine.
Right.
I think too many people think it's songs that were on the soundtrack of Middle
yeah,
Little
that's
Miss Sunshine.
Pop punk.
That's pop punk.
That's
a
what
lot
I
of
said.
A lot of people think that.
Oh, it's not it?
Tom, you're very wrong.
No, no.
It is.
Tell me Sufjan Stevens.
Pop punk is Sufjan Stevens. Pop punk is when you make an album about every state
right.
in America.
And then you would only cover two.
Yeah, yeah, only make two.
Is it Illinois and Michigan?
Illinois and Michigan. It's
right?
Illinois for sure. And I don't know the
he
other
did,
one.
He did Greetings from Michigan. And then he's just like, I'm going to talk about my dead parents.
And then he was like, oh, every Jack Johnson album is about Hawaii. So I got fucked on Hawaii already.
Yeah, Hawaii's gone.
I think it's not like pop music. I think it more refers to like the tempo and like the upbeat rhythm.
Right.
And there I like distinct like vote. There's like a vocal thing where it's like the kind of high pitched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whiny. But I think it's just upbeat. More, it's not a lot of growl. The singers are generally speaking better singers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say all of them are great singers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Classic, they're not classically great singers. But
yeah. Do you think Patrick's a good singer?
I think that he has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he had like a very distinct voice.
Yeah.
And a big knock on them was he couldn't sing live.
Yeah.
Early, because they jumped around too much, I think was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in pop punk, more focus is put on the vocals than,
yeah.
say, in traditional punk, where it's like it's three or four chords,
yeah.
and it's 2.5 minute songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing.
I think now that you're saying it, that makes a lot of sense, because of why I liked them, and I don't like a lot of punk. Like,
yeah.
I like a lot of old alt rocky shit, like Modest Mouse is my fave.
Yeah.
But because their lyrics are so important to them, and a lot of their lyrics, we unfortunately, we ended the last one realizing we fucked this up. But some of their lyrics are so such garbage.
Pretty bad, yeah.
We'll go back into it in a little bit, but we'll build into that.
I think a lot of people don't like pop punk because, you know, you hear punk, especially people who like punk, because you hear punk and you're like, that's not fucking what this is at all. Like, you're people with, like, mohawks and, like, and leather vests with the sleeves cut off, you know, like Rancid and shit like that.
That's what a lot of the complaints are here, is that they're not actually punk.
But I think that's like a semantics thing. Like, that's not, they're not trying to be that. Like, you're just arguing because they're the genre, you're upset with the genre, the title of their
film. Let's see. I found a tweet here. This day sucks, but at least Fall Out Boy exists. See, that's a positive tweet. Fall Out Boy sucks more dick than a gay dude in a San Francisco bar.
Yeah.
At McLovin029. What do you have to say to that?
I think that that should be, they can suck a lot of dicks. How many dicks can you suck, McLovin?
Yeah, McLovin.
Before your mouth gets tired, you little
piece of shit.
You little piece of shit.
I'm going to tweet at him, fuck you.
How many dicks can you suck? You try sucking that many dicks. Go to San Francisco. See how many dicks you can
suck. Yeah, see. Probably not that many.
Probably not that, not as many as Fall Out Boy.
And to the point of ejaculation.
Yeah, how many dicks can you make up?
Yeah, there's one thing. Do you count the whole... Do you have to suck them like, all the way? Or like,
I think it depends
on
if you've already sucked a dick and made it come, and then a guy doesn't make it come. You're like, well, you didn't make it come. You know? He's not even doing it right.
That guy got to come.
I had to beat the cum. I made it come.
Well, this episode's much different.
Took a turn.
Let's see here. So those are a couple of the tweets that come up when you search Fall Out Boy sucks. So I was telling you earlier, I saw them in concert.
With Plus 44.
I saw them in 2007 on the Infinity on High tour in Indianapolis. The first concert I ever went to. And I was obsessed with Under the Cork Tree. I was so into it. I got into it my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was like it was every song I loved. And now it's like, I knew it front to back. It was one of the first albums that I remember listening to front to back. Like, I was never a deep cut guy. I was always like, oh, the radio knows what's best for me.
Sure.
So this was one of the first albums I remember. A friend gave it to me, and he's no longer a friend. He was like a douche, but I was like, at least I got this album out of that guy.
That doesn't bode well for Fall Out Boy to know that.
Yeah, that guy was a douche. Douches are... But he didn't like the album as much as I did.
Okay,
anyway,
good.
But
yeah, I love that album front to back. I don't Dance Dance. I don't like.
Yeah, see, Dance Dance and Sugar Were Going Down got me into them. Mm-hmm. And then the more I listened to it, I actually re-listened to Dance Dance because I listened to Cork Tree all the way through. Yeah. Recently, and I still think Dance Dance is a good song. Well, I don't think a few others of theirs. Like,
you turned on a couple of
tracks. I turned only on parts of them, but yeah, there are a couple skippers on there. Whereas before, I was like, I'm listening to everything.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I don't know any of the fucking titles of their songs, because as we talked earlier,
they're all dumb,
stupid fucking titles.
Our lawyers
of their
made
songs.
Us take this to your
let's read some of these song titles
up and down.
Because now I have it pulled up and I'm pissed.
I think I said this when we recorded last time. I don't know if Dance Dance, I don't like it because it got so, it was like on the radio so much, or if I just don't like, you know what I mean? If I just don't like
it. Well, when things get popular, fuck it. You fucking hypocrite. Sophomore Slump or Comeback of the Year, 7 Minutes in Heaven, I can't remember the name of that.
Yeah.
The problem is that you can't even read the whole damn title on Spotify.
There's a couple titles of tracks. When that album, when they were making that album, there was some lawsuit that Pete Wentz filed against a girl. Like, I think it was like an early case of he like sent a girl naked pictures of himself, and then she posted it on the internet.
Yeah.
Like in a punk chat room or some shit. And so I think a lot of the song titles are in reference to that, and a couple of the songs are about that. Like, the lawyers made us change the name of this one.
I slept with someone in Fall Out Boy, and all I got was this dick pic from Pete Wentz.
Which, too long of a title. To the point. A little too on the nose, Pete.
I always like Champagne for My Real Friends and Real Pain for My Sham Friends.
For my champagne.
But then I found out that's like already a thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was already, I thought they made that up, and I was like, that's so clever. And then I found out. Let's hear a little bit of that real fast.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now we're jamming again. Is it playing?
Yeah, it is. I hear it. See, I don't like this intro, but then right now I like that.
Yeah, I love that. That's a nice little pickup thing.
I like that now we're playing this song first and not last time we were playing that dumb poem song first.
Oh, yeah. So that's what we kind of got into. So let's backtrack a bit. So I did, like I said, so they were my first concert. We talked a little bit about how one of the major criticisms, we read Urban Dictionary earlier. Well, let's read the Urban Dictionary criticism.
Keith Urban Dictionary. Look,
God damn it. Yeah, we can't recreate Keith Urban Dictionary.
God damn it.
Keith Urban started a website. so he could understand, so he could understand. Create his own definitions.
A big problem in country music is that people don't know what rap lyrics are. So he wanted to make this accessible.
So he made this, but... So the Fall Out Boy entry for Urban Dictionary is that they're a pop punk band from Chicago, mm-hmm. and that they are a good band if you listen to their albums. Man, Urban Dictionary's really changed. This is not what I remember it being. It used to be like,
what's
sex
a
definitions? Yeah, exactly. Like, what's a stranger? An Albert Camus bit. Or book bit.
Albert Camus? A lot of those early Albert Camus bits are great.
He was hilarious. Nihilism. Absurdism. So he talks about how they're great on the record, their first three albums,
uh-huh.
and then everything else sucks, and they are awful live. So how can they be a good band? And he recreates a conversation. Guy one, Fall Out Boy is a good band. Guy two, I would have to disagree. They don't sound good in concert. Guy one, that's true, but they sound very good in the albums. Guy two, I consider good bands have to sound good live.
This is the most, for the internet, this is the most cordial back and forth that's ever happened.
But this is all him.
He
created
the... He's very respectful.
Guy one, that's a point of view. Guy two, you talk weird. This is so dumb. What? Here's a fun trivia question. What cartoon character is... Or what cartoon is the band Fall Out Boy named from?
Oh, The Simpsons.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry.
No. Whoa.
Yeah, sorry. You're a fucking idiot.
You
it's actually
second.
The Jetsons.
It's that Simpsons episode of The Jetsons?
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah, you guys know how The Simpsons stole everything from The Jetsons.
That's right. that is... What was that song that I was playing there? Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my champagne.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
That's right. Oh, shit. Is that real? Is that more? Is there more? Oh, I thought there was more of a title.
That's a Toby Keith, Willie Nelson song.
Oh, that was the whole song. Jesus. So I saw them live. I have the same criticism this guy has. They were my first concert. I was so into the lyrics that they had because I was a fucking 18 or 19-year-old, and I was like, this is just speaking to me so much. And then you go to see them, and you can't hear a fucking word Patrick Shrump. That was what I was trying to read earlier. I think his last name is actually Shrump. But it's Patrick Stump. You can't hear a fucking word he's saying, and that's the whole reason I came here. And their guitar sounded kind of like weird. It just wasn't a good live experience.
I think that's like a lot of, like, you saw them, they were a few albums deep, so it's kind of, I mean, it's... I would say it's inexcusable, but like a lot of punk bands, their problem is they jump. They would move around. So
they were jumping around a lot.
Like I had that problem with
was cool.
I would find a lot of bands on like Pure Volume or like on those like compilation discs that would go around, and then you see them live and they're jumping around. They can't breathe. You know what I mean? Like so, they sound fucking terrible. And in the studio, you get to do it 1,000 times.
Yeah,
you get to stand.
You're not
still.
Jumping around. Maybe they are jumping around.
They could be.
They should have been jumping around.
They just moved the mic in front of their mouth. So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, that was a big criticism because he couldn't make it sound the same.
Yeah, and it was a little bit brutal, and I went with my first girlfriend, and she was just, you know, a piece of shit. So it's
she ruined it the whole time.
So
she
what does that say about Fall Out Boy?
That your relationship was bad? You know what, man, I'd say I can't defend it. Let's start this podcast over with fuck Fall Out Boy.
All right, guys, this is Tom again from the future. That was the preview of our first Patreon bonus episode. To get the rest of it, subscribe at patreon.com/standbyyourband. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting the podcast. And don't worry, there will be another full-length episode out tomorrow with Mary Houlihan talking Rancid. Keep it crispy. Stand by your band. Bye. Stand by your band.